Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus, the angels of the Lord dispatch you and have been permanently evicted from this day forth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. Oh, you and I, you have mountains from us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we thank you today for our children. We thank you, Lord God, for our grandchildren, our great-grand, and those to be born. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we repent before you, Father, and we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight, oh God, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father. Oh, we bless and honor you tonight. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way in us. In the name of Jesus, we surrender all to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we surrender all to you today. What you're going to do, we bless your name. We bless your name. We praise you today, oh God. You are holy. Be lifted up, our King, King of kings and Lord of lords. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. Jesus is Savior. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise your name. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. For you are God, and you are God alone. Well, we thank the Father today for all of you. We thank you for joining us for Family Vacation Bible School. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for each of you. We pray protection around each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus, thank the Lord for what he's doing in all of us. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Father. In the name of Jesus, we're glad you joined us tonight. Lord, you are amazing, amazing God. We serve you, the true and living Father, and we honor your presence in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are so amazing. You are God. You are God. You are Father. You're the one true and living God. There's none that compare to how great you are. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You provide life and godliness for all of your people. And on the just as well as the unjust. And we are thanking you tonight for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise your name. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you that you are our Father. You are our Father, which art in heaven. You are omnipresent. You live everywhere. You at all of our homes, all at the same time. You are omnipresent, omnipotent, most powerful Father, the Lord God, Shepherd. Lord, you are everywhere. You are on the mountaintop. You're in the valley. There's no place that you are not. Oh, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your name. Oh, yes, we praise your name. We honor you tonight. You are the King of glory. Come in, come in, come in, King of glory. We invite you in. We come to align with your perfect will. We come to say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, thy righteous name. Truly you are King. Truly you are Lord. Truly you are shepherds in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you are an amazing Father, and truly no God can compare to you. So, Father, we come to repent before you. You only have we sinned and done things in your sight. We ask forgiveness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are Abba, Father. O God, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. You are righteous. You are Abba, righteous King, Father, Lord, Shepherd. You are the shepherd that we need in the name of Jesus. You are our Lord and our Savior. And, Lord, we pray for our unsaved loved ones. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, many people are not saved today. Help us to spread the word in the name of Jesus, that Jesus is Lord and that Jesus loved them. And he's calling them out of a dark way into the marvelous light. What a great Father you are. What a great Lord you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you, O God. We bless you tonight. We give you glory. Glory, glory due to your name. Mighty God, holy God, righteous Father, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Heal our land. We're your people called by your name. We come humbling ourselves before your mighty hand. We call upon you tonight, O God, and we turn it from our wicked ways. We are calling on your name to heal our land in the name of Jesus. We die to what we think. We embrace your way of thinking, O God. O God, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, we think on these things in the name of Jesus. Father, you have your plans all laid out in your word. And when we begin to study your word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, when we begin to come into your presence more and more and more every day, Lord God, you are revealing to us, oh, God, your secrets in your word, revelation, knowledge. What a Father. Woo! You an awesome King, a mighty God, a loyal and a faithful friend. There's truly no God like you, Jehovah. None can compare to how awesome you are. None can compare to how powerful you are. Moko Shaba Ade Eke Orediaka. Amamamamamako Shaba Kade Eke. Father, we thank you tonight. Oh, we bless you tonight. We give you glory and praise tonight, O God. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. Oh, we bless you today. We bless you today. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing on our behalf. We bless you tonight. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to Family Vacation Bible School. We thank God for each of you all being on with us. We are grateful to the Most High God for the love, the love, the love, the love. You know he loves us. You know he loves you. And I tell you what, he loves you more than any human being can ever love you. He is almighty. He has, oh God, everything that we need in the name of Jesus. Everything that we need. So we thank you tonight, Lord God. We praise you tonight. You are a great deliverer. You are a great deliverer in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you tonight. Yo mama mama moko shabaka shere didiyoko. Abako shabaka shere ekuri didiyaka. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you, Lord God. You are almighty. Well, our theme today, our theme for the night is conquering everyday giants, conquering everyday giants, moving forward in God, conquering our everyday giants and moving forward in God. You know we have to move forward in God, and there are giants in the land. In case you haven't noticed, there are giants in the land. Big old giants. You know what, who they are. You know what they are. You know the giants that are in the land. Yep. So are you going to back down or move forward in God? Well, we have Minister Glory Dean Charlo in on with us tonight. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. And I tell you what, that anointed worship and praise that she pray usher us right into the presence of the Most High. Good evening, Glory Dean. How are you?
Good evening. Glory. Doing fine. I give God the glory and the praise. He's so good.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen. You can hear, can you hear me good?
Yes, ma'am. Very clear. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Good. Thank God. Well, I thank God. Thank God for tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And for his pleasure,
we created, what we created. Oh,
yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we were created for his pleasure.
Amen.
We thank God. Thank God for you, Minister Glory Dean. Charlo from Metairie, Louisiana. We thank God for that precious song. Yes, we were created to give him glory. We were not created to do our own thing. We think so.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't know about you. But we have to be obedient to God. I have to be obedient to him. We were not created to do what we want to do down here on the earth, but we were created to give him glory and praise, and he deserves it. You know anybody who created you who keep breath in your body? They deserve all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. Well, you're going to need your Bibles tonight, so get your Bibles right beside you if you don't have them. And you're going to need your Bibles in a little bit, so get your Bibles ready. We appreciate you. Get your Bibles ready. The B-I-B-L-E, we need those. My heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. And tonight we have the Turner family with us. They're going to sing a song called David. Hallelujah. Good evening, Turner family. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. Thank you.
All right. They're from Holland, Michigan. And we thank God for them. Go right ahead and sing your song.
David killed a lion and he killed a bear. David killed a lion and he killed a bear. David killed a lion and he killed a bear. With his very own slingshot he aimed it. With his very own slingshot he aimed it. Next came a giant from another land. Next came a giant from another land. Next came a giant from another land. And David flew him through. Goliath went down like a rumble of a mountain. Goliath went down like a rumble of a mountain. Goliath went down like a rumble of a mountain. And David took his head off too. Then David took his head off too.
Amen, amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. They're singing the book. I'm singing out of the book that God gave me to write. Our little children around the world, David, the song is called David, and how he slew that big old giant. Yep, our theme for tonight is conquering everyday giants, moving forward in God. As I said a few minutes ago, my heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I've made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. God gives good gifts to his children. God has given the scribe's anointing to this young man. His tongue is the pen of a great, prolific writer. He writes stories that God downloads in him. Today, he's going to share a beautiful story that God downloaded in him. It's called Little David. I introduce you to this great man of God. He just sang a few minutes ago with his family. He's anointed by God to write great stories. Let's greet Tyrese John Turner. Good evening, Tyrese. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing good.
Amen. You want to tell us your story, and you can read your story. He wrote it himself. We thank God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, baby.
Little David. David was small, while his brothers were tall. But soon he would defeat the biggest of all. While fear and terror held tightly to others, he knew the power of God, unlike his brothers. So when evil came, he was ready to strike. Both lions and bears, he ended their lives. But along came Goliath, from another land. He was ready to kill, but the Israelites ran. David heard the cry from the other guys. He was so surprised, could not believe his eyes. He thought the Israelites, who God chose to save, are terrified and left dismayed. Do they not believe the signs they have seen? Do they not know God can do anything? The others mocked. They laughed and teased. Little David said, I'll take him to his knees. David went to the king to make his request, to kill Goliath, whom is of little threat. Like from the paw of the lion or from the paw of the bear, the Lord will deliver me, and my life he will spare. The king said, go, and the Lord be with you. And here, take my armor too. But David said, your tools I cannot use. He went to the brook to grab 5 stones that were smooth. While David approached, Goliath threatened, to the birds be your flesh, and to the beast of the fields, for I shall kill you unless you choose to kneel. David said, you come against me with a sword and a spear, but it is the Lord who has brought me here. The whole world will know that God is real, for the Lord will save me, and you I shall kill. Goliath moved closer, but David ran too. Reaching into his bag, he grabbed 1 stone, not 2. He swung it around, aiming for his head. It hit and sank in, and Goliath fell dead. He fell on his face, which means he's defeated. David cut off his head, and then the birds feasted. And that's the end.
Amen. Woo, powerful, powerful. I love it. Very creative. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that wonderful story. All right, I'm looking forward to that book that you're going to write with all these stories in it God has given you, Tyrese. Awesome. Thank God for you.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right.
All glory to God.
Amen, amen. I thank God for each of you all being on with us tonight. We are praising the Most High God. We're giving him glory, praise, and thanksgiving. He deserves it. He deserved more than what we give him. But I thank God that he is an amazing God, and he is available for us. And he does great things through his children. We just have to surrender like Tyrese did. And just, you know, I'm sure he just started writing what God was giving him. Yep. So we thank God for our young people. How old are you, Tyrese?
I'm 16 years old.
16 and writing his books already, God. Woo, stories from God. Thank you. Amen. And no matter what age you are, God can do it if you allow him. Hallelujah. So we thank God for Tyrese John Turner writing stories of the Lord. Well, we have one of my spiritual daughters on here and my 2 spiritual grandchildren. Oh, my God. They are a blessing from the Father. We thank God for the Sylvester family. They live here in Jacksonville. Oh, yeah. I thank God for them. The mother, Danisha Sylvester, is going to sing a song of praise, and then her 2 little ones are going to sing, I believe, or pray, or however the Lord lead them. Good evening, Danisha.
Good evening.
How you
doing?
All right, her family is from the Michigan area as well, but they live here in Jacksonville.
Yes, we moved a while ago. say Jonathan is out, but Tabitha and I are here, and Spencer's out.
Oh, he's on the bed already?
No, he went with his best friend, so he's gone for a few days with his best buddy, so.
Oh, that's nice. Amen.
Yes. So we're just going to sing a song, and then Tabitha is going to, she wants to read a scripture. So I'm going to sing, and Tabitha's going to read her scriptures after we get done.
All right. Thank you.
There is power in the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yes, there's an army and we're rising. Break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. He'll break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Amen. Okay, Tabby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. There's power. Oh, there's power in that voice that she sang, too. Power, power, power. She got a power-packed voice. I thank God for her father, Bishop Adams. I met him a few years ago. Blind bishop. Got his own church. Now, you know we don't have no excuses. He's a blind man of God, and he preaches the word on Sunday. And some of us say, oh, yeah, Lord. We'd be like, Moses, her father is an amazing man. So I thank God for the family that she came from. She leads the praise and worship at the church, and it is awesome, awesome, awesome. And she could preach the word. Thank God for my daughter. All right, Miss Tabitha, how you doing, girl?
Good.
How old are you now, Tabitha?
I'm 9.
Uh-oh, girl. Uh-oh. You catching up with me? You got a few years yet, but that's okay. You catching up. All right, Tabby, what are you going to read? What scripture are you going to read tonight?
I'm going to read Psalms 23, The Lord is My Shepherd.
All right, go right ahead, baby.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Oh, I love it, Tabitha. Thank you.
Amen.
I tell you what, she's a great reader. One of these days, she's going to be, she can draw, too. She's going to be writing her own stories, and she can sew. She's got that sewing anointing from her mom and her grandmother. They're seamstress in the family. So I thank God, oh, my God, her mother designs the most beautiful clothes you ever want to see. Thank God for Denisha Sylvester, a great designer. What's the name of your business, Sister Denisha?
Denisha Designs.
Denisha Designs. Hallelujah. And they are beautiful. Her designs are beautiful. She's on Facebook. You can locate her there in case you need her to make something for you. She teaches, too. She teaches children and adults how to sew. I think I'm going to have to join her class one day. I could thread a needle, but you know I need some instructions. So we thank God for her. Thank God for you all being on. Well, continually be on. Hallelujah. Our theme tonight on Family Vacation Bible School is conquering everyday giants, moving forward in God. Before David conquered, he took control of over every situation that he faced. The situation with Goliath, he was fully prepared. David's father gave him a job of taking care of the sheep. Many young people get upset with their parents when they have given them jobs at home to do, like clean your room, take out the trash, mow the grass, pick up your clothes, and even get a job to help with the household expenses. They might think, I'm a child. Why do I have to do so much? Why do I have to do all of that? They might not realize that these jobs are in preparation for the purpose God put on the inside of them. Jeremiah 11:29, I know the plans I have for you. God doesn't operate on the world system. God's thoughts, plans, and actions are far about human. They are far above human ways, far above human ways and thoughts. God doesn't even think the way we think. David probably had no clue, no idea. He would have to kill a lion nor a bear that tried to kill the sheep he was taking care of. But that was in preparation for his, for the greater life God had planned for him. So what are you doing in preparation for the greater life that God has for you? You may not think picking up your clothes or putting them away or washing dishes or anything has anything to do with your life's purpose. But God builds character in us. God builds good qualities in us through various ways. Moral qualities are extremely important in the life of a child of God. Since some good character trait character traits are important, authenticity, being genuine, brave, developing good courage, character-driven, being able to follow, being able to lead, decisiveness, determination, encouraging, enthusiasm, fearlessness, goal-oriented, being humble, being inspiring, knowledgeable, listening, motivating others, being optimistic. David had all these qualities. He was well qualified to kill Goliath. Now listen to what David said to Goliath that was very, very profound. 1 Samuel 17:40, 45 through 47. I need somebody to find that for me. Tyrese, would you read that for me? 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47.
Yes, ma'am.
17. Okay, babe, go ahead.
Can you say it one more time for me, please?
Yes. 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47.
through what?
47.
Okay, thank you.
45 through 47.
First Samuel 17:45-47. David said to the Philistines, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the army of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel."
Amen, amen. Thank God for the word. David had a very close relationship with God. He said in Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." David did not fear. He knew God was with him. He said to Goliath with bold confidence, this is important for each one of us, "I come in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies." We can't come in our own name, not against Goliath in our lives. We got to come in the name of the Lord. God is the almighty battler. 2 Chronicles 20:15, "For the battle is not yours, but the Lord's." Exodus 14:13-14. "The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." What giants are you facing today? Insurmountable problems and issues human beings face. What are you facing? What giant are you facing? Are you facing homelessness? Are you facing foreclosure on your home? Are you facing the death of a loved one? What are you facing? Are you facing a job loss? Job challenges, harassment, husband problems, wife problems, children problems, parent problems, family problems. Grades went from A to F. Bullies keep fighting you before your school and after school. Drug dealers trying to get you to turn to their way. Coronavirus. The coronavirus, the world. Is like Goliath. We are facing this giant every day, continuously, every day. Recognize. We got to, number one, recognize the giants in our lives. Realize that without God, we cannot kill the giants. We must do everything in the name of the Lord. The biggest giant we've ever faced is the coronavirus, the outbreak, COVID-19. From outbreak to pandemic to social isolation to quarantine, this giant we are facing in the world, wide problem epidemic, suddenly we found ourselves facing this giant. Who was prepared for it? Were the hospitals, were the doctors all over the world that were facing this epidemic, were they prepared for it? Different phases of the virus. There are different phases. There's cluster. There's community spread. There's transmission. There's incubation period. There's when the patient is the carrier of the illness but does not show symptoms. Super spreaders. What is the answer to fighting this giant and winning? Is it hand hygiene, social distancing? Is it shelter in place? Is it self-isolation, self-monitoring, isolation, quarantine, medical response, drive-through testing, antiviral medicines, personal protection? What is the answer? David tried on different equipment, Psalm 17:39. David, he fastened on, you know, different kinds of equipment, And it didn't fit him. So David used what he was familiar with, the same thing he used to kill the lion with and the bear and the giant. That's what Goliath did. What have you used that worked before? You've had many situations come up in your life. What, or should I say, who did you rely on? Psalms 27:13. Would someone find that for me? Those of you going to need your Bibles tonight. Psalms 27:13. Would someone find that for me? All right, I'm going to unmute all the lines here. I think all the lines have been muted, but I'm going to unmute them right now. So if you got something, noise in your background, you could keep yours muted. Anybody tell me what Psalms 27:13 says?
I've got it.
Take your name and tell me, please.
This is Micah.
All right.
Yet I am confident. I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living.
Amen, amen. Yeah, David said he would have lost heart unless he had believed that he would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's the same thing with us. We'll lose heart unless we see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord is our rock and our fortress and our deliverer. Psalms 121:2, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So how will you personally handle this giant? Will you use equipment the world uses, or will you trust in God to deliver you? Who do you come in the name of to face this giant? Will you come in the name of the Lord? Will you listen when he says, don't go there, stay home? When he says, don't eat off the tree, will you obey? Will you listen when the Lord says, pray for 2 hours? Pray for 1 hour. Will you listen when Father God says, I need someone to turn to 2 Chronicles 7, starting at verse 12. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 12, starting at verse 12. Come on, we need some more Bible readers. I'll tell you what, that Turner family is on the ball. They're on a roll. They know how to find it, the books in the Bible. Are you teaching yours to find the books in the Bible? Are you teaching your children? They're going to need to know it. It's coming up, coming up. You know, when Jesus faced the devil, the devil tempted him. He said, look here, it's written. Do you know what's written so you can quote it when the devil comes to you? You got to know it. All right, who's ready to read for me? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, starting at verse 12. I'll tell you when to stop. State your name and read. Hello? Somebody, anybody.
And the Lord appeared.
All right, I'm going to ask an adult, would you read that quickly for me? I really appreciate the child reading. We need to move right along. So that adult, would you read that for him, please? I'm sorry, I can't understand you, Minister Shawanda.
And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice.
All right.
If
Amen.
I could go to heaven, you wanted me to continue reading?
Okay, you can go ahead and stop there. All right. So, The Lord hears our prayers. Do you have a sacred place where you can meet with God? He said he appeared unto Solomon. He said, I've heard your prayer and chosen this place. What place do you have where you can meet with God so he could speak to you? Do you have personal prayer time? Do you have time where you can spend with the Lord? Some people say, well, I got so much I got to do. I don't have time. Well, God is making time for us now. That's why you're shut in. Some of us are shut in anyway. Some of us are not. Thank you so much, Minister Shawanda. You can read 13 now. Go ahead.
Amen.
if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people.
Amen, amen. So God does have the power. He has all the power. He could shut up heaven. He could say no rain. He can open heaven and allow rain. He can command locusts, insects to devour the land. He can send pestilence among the people. Who knows what is pestilence? Who can tell me what's the definition of pestilence? Anybody know?
Critter?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Is it like critters or diseases?
All right, you want to look it up for me? But I'm going to tell you what it is. Pestilence. Is it
insect,
fatal?
Is it like a grasshopper?
It sounds like it. Go ahead. All right. I'm going to tell you what a pestilence is. It's a fatal epidemic disease. Epidemic is a widespread occurrence of an infectious disease. Someone saying something, Matt? Yes?
Yeah, I had said a disease. After I said critters, I said disease.
I apologize. I did not understand. You know, sometimes it doesn't come clear on the radio. Don't charge it to me. I appreciate you saying it. And you are correct. It's a fatal epidemic disease. Coronavirus, COVID-19, is an illness caused by a virus and can spread from person to person. It is an infectious disease. All right, Minister, you want to read Minister Shawanda, 2 Chronicles 7:14.
And the word of the Lord reads as follows. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen. Thank you so much. Are you called by God's name? Are you doing, do you belong to God? Are you humbling yourself? Are you praying? Are you seeking God's face? Are you turning from your wicked ways? Are you repenting, feeling regret for what you've done wrong? And trust me, all of us do wrong. The only person that don't do wrong is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So, are you calling on God so he can hear our prayers from heaven and will forgive our sins so he will heal our land? Go ahead, Minister Ron, read 15.
Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yep. Are you waiting on God to open his eyes? Don't you want God to be attentive to your prayers, to answer your prayers that you made to him when you cried out to him from your secret place? All right. So, you know the theme for tonight? Who can tell me what the theme is? Anybody remember?
Defeating everyday giant. Come on.
All right. You're close. Conquering your everyday giant and moving forward. Amen. Thank you so much, my daughter, Denisha. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yep. Conquering everyday giants. And we got to conquer them, but we can't conquer them alone. What did David say? He came in the what? Who could tell me? David said,
I come in the power of the Lord.
Yeah, he came in the name of the Lord. He didn't go in his own name. He didn't say, I come in the name of King David. I come in the name of David who killed the lion and the bear. No, he came in the name of the Lord. And that's how we got to do in every situation in our lives. We got to come in the name of the Lord. Because we got giants that we face every day. But that biggest giant right now, coronavirus. So we got to say, Lord, what do you want of me? Do you want me to go here? Do you want me to do this? What do you want me to do, Lord? What do you want me to do today? Let him, or he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Are you allowing God to order your steps? Well, we have a pastor on with us, one of my good friends. We've been knowing each other since we were in our 20s. And I don't want to, right now we're in our 70s. Don't tell nobody. But Pastor Mary Gibbons from Jacksonville, Florida, she's going to pray for women pastors. I thank God for her. She has a ministry. She's going to tell us the name of it. Hold on, Minister. Let me make sure I got all the phones unmuted here. Yep. Want to make sure I got the lines unmuted. Yeah, so I don't want you to be talking and we don't hear you. Yeah, so I got the lines unmuted right now. Pastor Mary Gibbons, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Amen. Thank God for you coming on tonight. She's a busy woman of God, but I thank God she took time out of her schedule to come on, and she's going to pray for women pastors. What's the name of your ministry?
Excellent Way International Fellowship.
Excellent Way International Fellowship. I've been there. Oh, my God. It's an awesome, awesome ministry. So I thank God for her. She's going to pray for women pastors. Amen. Let God have his way.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. God, we just thank you for tonight, Father. We appreciate you, Father. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love, your kindness. We thank you for your mercy, Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for how you're keeping us, God, in you, Lord God. Even though, Father, the devil is raging, Father, in every kind of way, Father, but, Lord God, you're keeping us in you, Lord. And, God, I just pray tonight, Father, for women pastors everywhere. And, God, I pray for their strength, Lord God. I pray for them, God, that they will stay focused, Lord God, no matter what come against them. Or what come about, Father, they will stay focused, God, on you, Lord God. God, that they will keep the confidence, Father. Lord, that they will trust in you, Lord God, with their whole heart, Father. God, I pray, God, against every attack of the enemy that will come, Lord God, to distract them, Father. That will come, Lord God, to keep them from doing your will, Lord God. God, I pray against the enemy that will come to shut them down, Father. To close their mouth even, Lord God. God, that they won't speak up for you, Lord God. God, I pray for them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, strengthen them in every way, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, that they'll continually walk with you every day. They will be diligent. God, is keeping your faith, Lord God. But they will forever praise you, Lord God, no matter what. God, I pray, God, that they will be strong, God. I pray, Lord God, that they will be led, Lord God, brought by the Holy Ghost, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will do your will, Lord God, no matter what, Lord God. They will break you, Lord God. They will overcome every obstacle, God. Everything you put against that, Lord God. They will be able to overcome it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I come against every mountain, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the devil is blamed, God, to hinder them, Lord God. Every hindrance, Father. God, I cast it down now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for them, Lord God, that they will stay humble, Lord God, and that they will consistently seek your faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for praying for women pastors. She is one, and she knows the ins and outs of being a woman, a female pastor. We thank God for you. All right. Laurel, Evangelist Laurel, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You have time to pray. She's going to pray for marriages that are ordained by God. Thank you, Laurel.
You're welcome. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord God, for everything that has taken place so far. God, we just bless and honor your name, God, for everything that you're doing. God, all that you continue to do on our behalf, oh God. And Lord, we just lift you up tonight, oh God, and give you all the praise, all the glory, oh God. And Father, we're lifting up marriages before you, God, those that are ordained by you, oh God, for you said in your word, God, that marriage is honorable in your sight, oh God. So, God, we pray for marriages everywhere, God, all across the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, oh God, God, to touch these marriages, oh God, in the name of Jesus, such husbands and wives, oh God. God, we ask that you give us strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be the wife and the husband, God, that you called us to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you, oh God, just as your word declares, that what you have joined together, God, let no man or woman put asunder, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you and we honor your name, oh God, for what you're doing in the midst of marriages right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against the spirit of division, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, lack of communication, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against disunity, oh God. For you said, God, where there is unity, there is strength, oh God. So we thank you, God, for strength in marriages, oh God. In the name of Jesus, husbands loving their wives just as you have loved the church, wives submitting to their own husband, oh God, not to someone else's husband, oh God, but to their husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God, for the spirit of obedience, God, for the spirit of love rising up, God, in marriages like never before, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for knitting husbands and wives together, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, with the bond of unity and the bond of love, oh God, for you said that love covers a multitude of sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, help us, God, to understand, God, what love is. Help us, God, to help us understand, God, what the union is, God, the union of marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, cover marriages everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover those that are in ministry and married, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover those, God, that are thinking about marriage, oh God. Cover those, God, that are engaged, oh God. Cover the newlyweds. Cover, God, the seasoned, those that are seasoned in marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come against the spirit of divorce in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I thank you, oh God, that you're keeping marriages together. No separation, God. No divorce, oh God. No affairs, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God, for what you're doing in marriages. Right now, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Powerful prayer. Minister Shawan,
yes, ma'am.
All right, give us just a minute here. Thank you so much, Laurel. Beautiful prayer. I thank God for you. Oh, my God, she's a powerful prayer warrior. That's another one of my spiritual daughters. I thank God for her. So Minister Shawanda's grandson is with us. And I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but he can tell us. What's your name, baby?
Zyquez.
Zyquez. All right, you're going to read a scripture. How old are you, Zyquez?
I'm 8.
8? Oh, my goodness. All right, well, we thank God for you. And where do you live, Zyquez?
I live in Dennis Springs. And Fred's Bank Drive.
Denham Springs,
Louisiana.
Amen, amen. Thank God. All right, what scripture are you going to read tonight? I know you were supposed to read the same one the young lady was reading. We've been in David's songs for a while. So what are you going to read, 23rd? Isaiah 41 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead, baby.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strength thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yeah. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Amen. Thank you, Zaquez. Awesome reader. Woo! We got the students tonight, and they are brilliant. We thank God for that prayer. I mean, that scripture, Isaiah 41:10. Thank you so much, sweetie. Appreciate it. You're an excellent reader. Just keep right on reading. The word is going to be written on the tables of your heart. Hallelujah.
Thank yes, you, ma'am.
All right, all right, all right. Well, I want you to know something. Let me tell you. Oh, my God, the year has changed already. It's 2038. Oh, my God, look who's 16 years young or older and already hearing the voice of God, clearly, like Samuel, and is obedient to Father God. Yes, if you guess Israel John Thomas, you are right. Michael Jackson was excellent in his time, but Israel does his performance concerts for God, for young people all over the world. His whole family accompanies him as he brings forth excellent songs. They support him and participate in many of Israel's concerts. Since Israel attended school online, he was so brilliant, he graduated with honors. At 12 years old, Israel was summa cum laude of his school. He volunteers online teaching children all over the world, as well as different languages. He teaches English as a second language to students in Russia, Spain, Singapore, Venezuela, and many other countries. Israel loves to listen to God speak to him. So since he was very young, he would prophesy things and they would happen. At first, his family thought Israel was just talking, until one day he prophesied that his sister and his brothers and his dad would get large sums of money through Cash App. Now, Israel was probably 3 or 4 years old and did not know what Cash App was. So nobody paid any attention until money started coming into their accounts in large sums, $10,000 and more in each one of their accounts. Then they started listening to Israel. Another time, they prophesied. They were going to Istanbul. Another time, Israel prophesied. They were going to Istanbul to do a gospel concert. About 1 month later, an email came from some unknown person from the country of Turkey. The person introduced themselves as Minister Abdullah from Istanbul. We looked up the name Istanbul, and it means one who worships God. Minister Abdullah invited them to come to Istanbul, Turkey, to perform gospel concerts. His whole family, and especially his sisters, were so excited. They emailed him back and accepted his invitation. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, Minister Abdullah said the trip was an expense-paid trip. They worshiped God immediately and gave him thanks and exuberant praise for his goodness. Now, before the trip, they spent lots of time with Father God, and he downloaded in them songs of praise and worship that they would minister to the people in Istanbul, Turkey. The family, the Turner family, over the next few months before the concert, studied costumes of people, customs. They studied customs of people in Istanbul so they would know how to be in the company of God's people, even the people in Istanbul who God wanted to save. He found out that the Turkish people spoke a different language, So they learned Merhaba means hello in Turkish. Tanari, Seniel, Osulun, God be with you. Tanari, Seniel, Koshuran, God bless you. Let's shout for joy as we congratulate Israel John Thomas. Hey, Israel! Amen! Amen. Well, I thank God for the Thomas family. They got great, mighty men and women of God in their family. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for what he's doing in the Turner family. He's doing great, great things, great things. You know God, he is awesome, and he loves his people. Well, I hope you got your Bibles ready. Get your Bibles ready. All right. Before the Bible, we're going to tell you a little bit about the Bible. How many of you know? You can state your name and tell us. How many parts to the Bible? How many parts are there in the Bible? State your name and tell me. I unmuted your line, so you can state your name and tell me.
Mary.
Mary.
66 books.
Oh, maybe you didn't hear me. I asked the question, how many parts are there in the Bible? How many parts?
What do you mean parts?
All right. Who knows? Somebody on here know how many parts there are. Rose.
What do you mean parts?
Bernadette,
let me find out. Rose, how many parts to the Bible? Glory Dean, how many parts to the Bible?
Two parts. To me, two parts would be the Old Testament and the New Testament.
There are two parts to the Bible. Good job. Who knows what they are? What are the two parts to the Bible called? You are correct.
Old Testament and New Testament.
Did you, Shawanda?
Old Testament. Who said that? Old
Testament
and New Testament. Who said it?
Lily.
Shawanda.
Old Testament and New Testament.
Amen. Amen. Who's that?
Tabitha.
Thank you, Tabitha. All right. Now, next, there are five books of the law, also called the Pentateuch. Get your Bibles out. Turn to the table of contents. Turn to the table of contents. Come on, we're doing some Bible. Bible tonight. This is Bible, the Word of God. Get your Bibles ready.
Genesis.
All right. Who can tell me? There are five books of the law. What are they? State your name and tell me.
Mary, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Pastor Mary. All right. There are books of history. Who knows how many? Listen to my question. Who knows how many books of history are there? State your name and tell me.
Where you doing? Two books of history.
How many?
There are 12 books in history.
All right, 12 books of history. All right, somebody else, who can tell me? They come right after the books of the law. Who can tell me what the 12 books of history are?
Tabitha.
Okay. Go ahead,
Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther.
Amen. That's it right there. Hallelujah. She's 9 years old, and she knows the 12 books of history. All right, next coming up, 5 books of poetry. Who knows? That's right after the books of history. 5 of them. Somebody who did not answer. Someone who didn't answer. Give me the answer. 5 books of poetry. What are they? Come on, look in your table of contents and count right after Esther. State your name.
Okay, I'll do it, Sister D. This
I don't have no clue who you are.
This Denisha is going to be.
Denisha, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastics, and the Songs of Solomon.
Amen, amen. Thank children issue. We got adults too, children and adults. This is Family Vacation Bible School. So we want adults and children, but not the same people over and over. All right. Excellent, excellent. All right, now we got the five major prophets. Five, don't be arguing with your parents on this line. Hey, don't argue with your parents on this line. You listen. I don't know who it was. They were going back and forth with their parents. I heard them. All right, five major prophets. Who can tell me what they are? State your name. State your name and tell me. Somebody who did not give me an answer at all. Five major prophets. Come on, turn to family. I ain't hear from y'all. Five major prophets right after Song of Solomon. Somebody.
This is Evangelist Shawanda.
All right.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
Amen, amen. All right, now we got 12 minor prophets right after Daniel. Who can read them for me? Y'all tell me. They write in the Old Testament in your Bible. Who can tell me? 12 of them.
Hosea.
You got to tell me your name. And Tabitha. Did you answer? Wait, hold up. Hold up. Did you tell me something already? I need somebody who didn't tell me.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I need somebody who didn't tell me. Thank you. Hold up. You may still have to answer somebody who didn't. Come on. Adults, come on. Speak up, y'all. Come on.
This is Micah.
All right, go ahead, Micah.
Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
Amen. All right, now, how many books was that from Genesis to Malachi? Who could tell me? State your name and tell me. How many books?
Mary, 39.
All right, good job. Thank you, Mary. 39 books in the Old Testament. We're going somewhere with this, y'all. All right, now, who could tell me how many books are there in the New Testament in all? State your name and tell me. Come on, state your name.
This is Lily.
Can't hear you.
This is Lily.
All right.
27 books.
27. Good job. All right. The other Mary told us that there are 66 books in all. So if you count 39 and 27, you're going to come up with 66. You guys are so brilliant. That's what I love about you. God has downloaded brilliance in everybody on this line and everybody you know. So I thank God for you all. We're moving right along. All right, who could tell me the Gospels? How many there are and name them. State your name and let's move along a little bit quicker. Come on, guys.
Tabitha.
You got to wait till somebody else.
Go ahead, babe.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and that's all.
That's it. Good job, Tabitha. All right. Who can tell me the book of history in the New Testament? Books of history. How many are there?
I think it's one, Mary. I think it's one.
All right. One book. Very good. Now, I'm going to tell you, there are 21 epistles. Who wrote most of the epistles in the New Testament?
This is Tyrese. I say it was Paul.
Paul, good job. You guys are brilliant. All right, so from Romans to Jude are the 21 epistles. What's the word epistle mean? State your name and tell me. What does epistle mean? Well, come on, we got Prophetess Ernestine Lawson on here, some other people. Come on, y'all. We got Apostle Bernadette Gantling on here. Y'all can talk. Come on, y'all.
This is Brother Walker, Brother Tyrus Walker. Epistle means letter.
Letters, yes, the epistles are letters. All right, now we got one book of prophecy left. One book of prophecy. Who can tell me? In the New Testament, what is it?
This ministry is Revelation.
All right, two people speaking. Go ahead, tell me.
Gloria Dean, Revelation.
Revelations, amen. All right, now we're going to switch gears just a little, but I want you to listen closely. All right, my auntie hung up, Apostle Bernadette Gantley. She hung up on me. I'm going to get her. All right. So, all right, you're going to need your Bibles, adults and children. We're going to do something called Scripture Search. Now, here are the rules. Listen to the rules. First, you listen to the scripture. I'm going to try to remember to say it two times. Then you find the scripture. Do not quote it from your head. Uh-uh. First person find the scripture. I don't care if five of you read it at one time. You got to read it. But everybody got to find it because we got to know the word. Everybody must find the scripture. So I am going to call the scripture in a few minutes. All right. So first rule. Listen to the scripture. Find the scripture. First person, read it. Don't say, I got it, I got it. No, no. Just say it. Say the scripture. State the scripture. Read it. All right? Y'all ready? Ready or not, we get ready to start. Here we go. Get your Bibles out. All right. My Apostle Bernadette Gantler came back. Thank you so much. All right, so we're getting ready to do scripture search. I'm going to call the first scripture. Everybody must find it. So get your Bibles in front of you. Remember I told you you need your B-I-B-L-E. All right, first scripture, Deuteronomy 27:16. Do not quote it from your memory. Deuteronomy 27:16. First person, find
cursed
it, read it.
Oh,
got to read it.
This is Mary. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother.
Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say amen.
All right, that's good. That's it right there. So we have Pastor Mary and Minister Shawanda. Thank you so much. Okay, good job. All right, we're moving right along. I forgot to tell you the other part. Close your Bible. We're going to start from scratch. Don't be, don't cheat. Close them Bibles. All right, Ed, here we go. Next scripture, Deuteronomy 5:16. Oops, I'm sorry, we got to go back. Go back. Hold up. I forgot something. We got to go back to Deuteronomy 27:16 because we all got to read it. All right, y'all ready? Deuteronomy 27:16. Y'all don't let me forget. Come on now, y'all gotta help me.
Wait,
I'm gonna count to three and we all gonna read it together. Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3. Deuteronomy 27. First said a man
by his father,
his honor, his father, his
mother,
or his mother.
Amen.
When Father God said, did you read the word today? Say, yep, Father. We read Deuteronomy 27:16. All right. Bible scholars on the line. Good job. All right. Scripture number two. We get ready to read it. Deuteronomy 5:16. Somebody go cheat because I told you that already. Deuteronomy 5:16.
Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
That God gives it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got Bible scholars on tonight. Deuteronomy 5:16 looked like everybody was reading it together. Thank God. Y'all are brilliant. All right. Close your Bibles. Next scripture coming up. Exodus 21:15. And we're going to do two more and we're going to stop. Yeah. Rachel, I can't hear you.
And he that smited his father or his mother shall be surely put to death.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Evangelist Shawanda. All right, so everybody got to find it. Y'all ready? We're going to count to three, and everybody's going to read it. One, two, three. Exodus 21. Amen. Y'all are Bible scholars tonight. Hallelujah. All right, we got another one. Another one coming up. Oh, let me see what it is. Hold up, hold up. Okay. Proverbs. Don't say it from memory just because you know it. Don't cheat. You got to look for it in the Bible. Proverbs 22:6. Proverbs 22:6. Come on, find it in the Bible.
Train up a child in the way he goes.
And when he is old, he will not depart from
him. All right. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. All right, we're going to do one more. One more. This one is found. Oh, let me see, let me see. I hope you got your Bibles closed. Put them hands up before the Lord so you know I got your Bibles closed. All right, here you go. Ephesians 6:4. Ephesians 6:4. Read it. Woo, you guys are so brilliant. I love y'all. I love you. Woo, the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. All right, I don't want to skip anybody tonight. Is there somebody that I didn't call on? They're supposed to be doing something tonight. I don't want to skip nobody. Anybody singing a song? Anybody? All right. I don't want to skip anybody. Anybody doing a prayer that I didn't call on? All right. Well, I thank God for you all participating tonight. Oh, my God. Y'all did an awesome job. We're going to be having Vacation Bible School tomorrow. Family, don't forget, it's Family Vacation Bible School. It's not just for children. It's for fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. So tell everybody you know, come on, come on the line. Family Vacation Bible School. Now, is there anyone who wants to share something tonight? Say something, share something, anybody? Yeah, I think I got all the lines unmuted. Go ahead. State your name and speak. Minister Tyrus, I hear you. You wanted to say something, Minister Tyrus?
No, ma'am. I just thank you once again for inviting the saints to have a time, a family time in the Word of God has been very refreshing, and God bless everyone.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tyrus. He lives in Texas. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it. Anybody else want to share anything before we close out? All right.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Minister Denisha Sylvester in Jacksonville, Florida. I just wanted to ask everyone to pray for our extended family. My sister-in-law just lost her cousin today due to COVID-19, and probably maybe 6 or 7 of her other family members are in the hospital now with COVID-19. So if you all would just pray with us for them. They are the Williams family and the Adams family as well. My niece also has it.
All right. Sister Denisha, would you pray for that? What did you just ask us to pray for? Would you pray for that? And we'll be, you know, praying in the background. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. Lord, just coming to you, Lord God, in humbleness, God, asking you, Lord God, that you would touch our family tonight, Lord God, and many families all over the U.S. and abroad, God, that are experiencing death tonight, God. Lord, we ask that you send the spirit of peace and comfort into their homes, Lord God, that you touch the doctors, the nurses, Lord God. Lord, every aunt, uncle, every parent, Lord, husband and wife tonight, God, Lord, send your healing power throughout our land, God. Lord, we know that there is no other name that we can call on that men will be saved. And tonight we petition the blood of Jesus that you would cover your people tonight, Lord God. Lord, as a hen brood of her children, God, we ask, Lord God, that you protect, that you cover, Lord God, that you send your anointing through this land, God, that this spirit, Lord God, of sickness, of disease, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you release, Lord God, us from this spirit tonight, God. And Lord, most of all, we ask, Lord God, that you still extend your grace in your hand to us, Lord God, and guide us and lead us, Lord God, as we walk through this transitory life, God. And we thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, knowing that your anointing still has power and you still have power over sickness and disease. And we give you glory tonight, God. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else?
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is Evangelist Shawanda. I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me this opportunity to come on the line and be a part of what God is doing. I thank God for how he has blessed us and how he has kept us one more day. I thank God for who he is in our life. And I just give all the glory, honor, and praise to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Anybody else?
My name is Mary, Pastor Mary Gibbons of Excellent Way. I at our church, we do 12 noon prayer on Wednesdays. And in Jacksonville, Florida here, if anybody here that wants to come, you're invited to come to 12 noon prayer on Wednesdays. I just would like to do special prayers against the COVID-19. That thing just really, really touches my heart. When the lady said that she has family members in the hospital with the COVID and somebody died, I mean, and then it's like it's just creeping around in families and acquaintances, people that you know, and oh, my God, it's just awful. And I think that we need to do special prayers, man. I mean, I just feel like, oh, wow. Anyway, everybody's invited. Everybody in Jacksonville, you want to come out to the prayer, 12 o'clock Wednesday, we're going to be doing prayers against the COVID-19.
So what's the address?
The address is 6035 Fort Caroline Road, Suite 15.
6035 Fort Caroline Road, Suite 16.
Yep.
All right, Pastor Mary, could you pray for people who have the COVID-19? You know, people you know, people you don't know, just see how the Lord leads you to pray for that. Thank you.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just come to you, Lord God, and I just pray, Father, God, against that COVID-19. God, have mercy on us, Lord God, in this world, Father. God, just all over the world, God, people that are in hospitals, God, babies, God, grandmas, granddaddies, mamas, young mamas, middle-aged people, God, men, women, children, God, I just pray, God, against that COVID-19, Father. I pray against that enemy, Lord God, that come, Lord God, to steal, kill, and to destroy. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we just curse that thing, God, in Jesus' name. And, God, we ask, God, that you would just have mercy, God, on your people, Lord God. Lord, it just burdens me, just bothers me, Lord, to see how this thing is just running rapid, Lord God, through our churches, through our neighborhoods, through our families. God, don't let it take out no families, Lord God. Lord, what they project, the projections, the prophecy that they say is going to take out so many people. God, we bind that lie in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, because you said that The devil is a liar, and he's the father of the lie. And, God, we just come against the lies tonight, Father, of that COVID-19, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just curse it at the root in Jesus' name. God, we just bind every aspect of it, God, every symptom of it, God, every fever, Lord God, every cough, every pneumonia, God, every infection, lung infection, God, every headache, God, every way it comes, Lord God, we curse it in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing in Jesus' name. Amen,
amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody else? We're getting ready to close out in just a minute. Pastor Turner's going to be playing a song, a closing song for us. Anybody else want to share anything or want to do a prayer? We need prayer in this hour.
I do. I would like to have a word of prayer. I have a former church member contacting me last night needing prayer. 10 of her family members with the COVID-19. She's contracted it from her grandchildren, and I just would like to pray.
Okay, go right ahead.
As I mentioned, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Tracy, Ashley, Soraya, Deshaun, KJ, Jamie, Rashonda, Kelsey, Nicarsa, Frederick. I lift up each and every one of the families, God, that has been infected, affected, and infected by COVID-19, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you cried. You told us in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And God, I cry out to you that, God, that you, oh God, will hear the cries of the saints, oh God, all around the globe, Father God. Lord God, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will cause this to evil, demonic, infectious pestilence to be, Lord God, Lord, diminished from off the face of the earth, the Heavenly Father. God, we ask you to have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness and according to your tender mercy, dear Lord. You told us in your word that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail it much. And God, we pray for every heart that is hurting tonight. We pray for every broken and a contrite spirit tonight. God, you told us that you give, Lord God, you give faith, you give, Lord God, strength to the weary. And for those who have no might, you will increase strength. God, I pray that you will release miracles of healing all over this land, God. God, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will reach, Lord God, every state, every region, every country, every city, every parish, every neighborhood, every block on the street. God, we cry out to you for the sick and shut in. We pray, God, that you, God, will heal our land. Lord God, we need you like never before, Heavenly Father. We pray, Father God, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and hidden iniquities. We pray, God, that you will create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit on the inside of us, Lord. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you will unify the body of Christ, Lord God, in these last days. And that you, oh, God, will work it out in everyone's life, in every family, Lord Jesus, and name by name and family by family. I lift up everyone on the line tonight. I thank you for Minister Jean, Heavenly Father. I thank you for her, Lord God, her love and her loyalty to you. I speak great grace and divine favor and protection over her life, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for every man, woman, boy, and girl on this line tonight, God. And we thank you for everything you have done, everything that you are doing, and everything you will do. We bind the spirit of fear from the people of God, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. We bind up everything that's not like the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days, and we loose the blessings of the Lord upon the people of God. We love you and we appreciate you, dear Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank God. Thank you so much. Beautiful. All right. We got time for one more person to share, if you need to share or pray.
This is Carissa. This is Mary. And I just want to thank you for Vacation Bible School. It has been so much fun. I've learned so much. I have just really been excited to meet the young people that you have told the stories about their future. Wow, can't wait to meet them as that happens, as it unfolds. The Lord is good, and it's just, it's been an exciting, wonderful addition to Vacation Bible School. I appreciate it, and I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you, Sister Mary. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. Thank you so much. Well, I thank God. You know, God is, you know, he gave me the prophecies for the children, and I'm like, okay, Lord. So there's some more prophecies I have to do for some more children. I hope they keep coming on, coming on, coming on. Thank God for each one of you. Well, we're about to close out. I'm going to ask Pastor Turner if he'll close this. No, I'm sorry. He's going to give us a closing song. And then Glory Dean is going to close us out with a prayer. Sister Glory, Minister Glory Dean, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I am.
You could do a closing prayer. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. He's going to do the song?
After the closing prayer.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. God, you ought to be praised. You ought to be honored, Father God. You ought to be worshipped, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. And this is what happened today, tonight, God. We glorified you, God. We glorified you, God, by bringing forth the Bible, your word, God, how we love you, God, and just manifest yourself, God. You just came on, Father, as the children spoke, God, gave their poems and everything, God, the little ones singing, giving verses, God. We thank you, Lord, that your word just went from the youngest to the oldest, God. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for Sister G, as they say, God. Thank you, Lord, because truly, God, you have blessed her and anointed her, God, to get this family vocation of Bible study together. And we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We praise you tonight, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the one that participated, Father. Because, God, everyone participated. Everyone participated. And we thank you, Father. And we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Amen. Well, I love you all. God loves you so much. Have a God-filled night, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Let him know you love him. You love him. Not just lip service, but be obedient to whatever God tells you. Amen. Have a good night.
Good night.
Shalom.
Water turned into wine. Open the
night.
Eyes of the blind. No one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Not like you. Oh, God is great. God is strong. God, you are higher than others. God is healer. Show me God, oh Lord God. Oh, God. Ooh. Ooh. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. No one like you. None like you. None like you. God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher. healer.